Is a target of Rukmini and why should he be just target of only Rukmini? Why should he be only kidnapping Rukmini? Why not us? Is he going to kidnap us? And that's the idea. Why is seeing that he's kidnapping others, kidnapping Rukmini, or should be coming? What about me? And when are we going to write that letter? Our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is to write letters. Confidentially is to write letters to the Lord, addressing the Lord. He was one amongst many few those who write. We think of writing, but we don't end up writing. Thoughts come to our minds also. Praying, crying, addressing Him. Do something. He's a Purusha yesterday, Adhyam Purusham, Supreme Lord. He's Purusha and Rukmini is a Stri, he's a woman, a lady, of course, of a different category. Mahatmanastu mam partha devi prakriti masvitaha. Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. His devi prakriti is Radharani. His devi prakriti is Rukmini. So Mahatmas are those, not just rubber stamp. Mahatmas. This is Mahatma, definition of Mahatma. Devi Prakriti Masritaha, those who take shelter of Devi Prakriti of the Lord. Part of internal energy, internal potency of the Lord is Radha, or Rukmini, the Gopis, and Lakshmi. But we are also Prakriti, as Rukmini is a Prakriti of a different kind, higher nature, internal nature. But we are also Prakriti. Lord is Purusha, we are Prakriti. That is the marginal, small ladies. Small ladies of living entities. Our husband is also Lord. Your husband's husband is also Lord, and your wife's husband is also Lord. Marry Krishna, I was advised. Come on, Krishna Maharaj advised me. You should marry Krishna. When I was brahmachari, that was the reason why. Some kidnapping took place. Yesterday we talked about my letter. Huh? I also wrote a letter. So a few years down the road, there was a marriage proposal. It's confidential. I was thinking of that today. Yeah, then they arranged a president against the president of Raj Maharaj. That was part of the problem. And they arranged. Our family members were very happy, thinking now he has become normal. Proposal of the marriage. The girl's parents came and they kidnapped her and they drove her away. And that was it. And then I was thinking for some time, I was thinking why bad things are happening for a good person like me. And then Ramakrishna Maharaj came to my rescue. He was preaching to me, talking, why did you marry Krishna? Did you marry Krishna? Then I approached my Prabhupada for sannyas. Okay, that's a personal note, something. So the letter from Rukmini. She also has mentioned drashitam akhila labhar akhilartha labham. If there is any worth seeing, that is the form of the Lord, which is very similar to what gopis also said during the Venu Geet. Akshanavatam phalamidam naparam. Akshanavatam. If you have eyes, the perfection of eyes or the seeing is seeing the Lord entering the forest with Balaram right there. Because they're returning from the forest. So they say, and there are gopis right there also. This is akshanamatam phalam, the fruit, the perfection of your eyesight is, there's nothing better to be had, to be seen, than seeing the Lord. Already said, if you have not seen the Lord, then you have seen nothing. You haven't really seen nothing much. So that is the very first thing. Rupam, your rup, your form is such. One should always keep seeing that rupam. Sundarate dhyana uhe vite vari karakata vari te vuniya. Santukara Maharaj also. He said this. Kamane maje echi sarva sukha pahina sri mukha avadine. To see sri mukha, the lotus face, the face, sri mukha, sri, you know, and see Krishna, see Dwarkadish, seeing his beautiful face. This is sundarate dhyana. That beautiful meditation. Karakatavari, Pandharpur, Maharashtra. Worshipable deity of Maharashtra is also Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Pandharpur, the holy National Theatre, one of the leading holy places of India, Pandharpur. Rukmini Dwarkadhish is worshipped. Dwarkadhish is known by another name there. He's called Vittal. He's called Pandurang, and like that, yes. Pandharinath. But that Pandharinath, that Vittal, Pandurang is Dwarkadhish. So Tukaram, he was a devotee of Dwarkadhish, Dwarkanath. And he says, Sundara Dehan. Tulsihara Gala Kase Pitambara Avadi Nerantara Heti Dhyana. It's again Tukaram Maharaj said. For that Lord who has Tulsihara Gala, around his neck is a garland of Tulsi. Kase Pitambara, he has a yellow garments. Not ordinary yellow, but lightning. It's dazzling. Tardit, lightning. Lightning, you see, thunder, bright, frozen. So that kind of brightness is brightness of the clothes of the Lord, not just dull, flat yellow, different yellow. Kasi Pitambara, Avade Nirantara Hechi Yama. I like this. I love this. I love this to see that Lord. Makara Kundale Talpati Shravani says, Lord who has earrings. Talpatmini is talking in a letter like this. This is the elaboration of her thoughts. He has earrings, sharp shaped earrings. And as they move, and they are also dazzling, shining, and it's, and the Lord's face is further lit by the effulgence of the dazzling, shining earrings. And Kanti Kaustubhamani, he has a Kaustubhamani on his chest, or hanging from the neck. So that's the meditation of Sant Tukaram, meditating. All the devotees meditate like this. They end up with the form of the Lord. From the name comes Roop and Leela. Or from Naam comes Dham also. In the beginning, you just get the name of the Lord. And that Naam brings us to Dham. From Naam to Dham. It begins with Naam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In the spiritual world or spiritual science, the form comes from the sound. Form comes from the sound. In the beginning, there's a sound. So this sound also, this transcendental name, the sound and form. Okay. Cecilia says, I have become this. All your, from the time I have heard, Shutva Gunan, I have heard about your qualities, O Bhuvana Sundara. And all that I have heard has reached my heart and touched my soul, and now I'm sold out to you, and I'm just now shameless. I can't but think of you and you alone. Katva Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa Vidyavayo Dravina Dhama Abhiratma Tulyam. So that's you. Who is there equal to you? When it comes to Kula, the kind of family, the dynasty, Shila, the character, Rupa, the form, beauty, Vidya, the knowledge, and wealth, Atmatulyam, there is no one else who could be compared when it comes to all these opulences. Katwa Mukunda Mahati. Oh Mukunda, who else is there? Meaning there's no one else but you. Just Atmatulyam. You could be compared only with yourself. You cannot be compared with anyone else. Mattaha parataram na anyat. And this is also confirmed by the Lord Himself. Yes, yes. Na anyat. Mattaha parataram na anyat. Kinchida, kinchid, not even a little bit. Kinchid asti. Dhananjaya. So that's kind of you are. Darshan Papaji. Riva. Take a good look. Is anyone as beautiful as Lakshmi Dwarkadesh in Los Angeles? The special teacher is they're always beautiful. They are beautiful today, tomorrow, day after 100 years. They will be here. We'll be all gone. Another bath sitting and taking darshan of the eternal beauties. And 500 years later, same thing. So in that regard also cannot be compared. Our beauty comes and goes. And after all, it is all borrowed stuff. It's not ours. It doesn't belong to us. But we are also beautiful. Our souls are beautiful. Souls are more beautiful than our bodies. The souls are sons or daughters of the Lord. Then like father, like son. The Lord is, father is beautiful. And children, parents are beautiful then. Children are also beautiful. Our souls are children. Yeah, children. Tvameva mata, tvameva pita bandhu sakha. So our souls are beautiful.
Dhira patim kulavatina pranita kanya kale na singhanara loka mano viramam.
Says, and who would be that lady who would not choose you? So it's not my fault. If I'm attracted to you, it's not my fault. You're beautiful, so what? What can I do? You're just beautiful. And not only beautiful, you are this, you are that. So many things. You are na vranita kanya. Which kanya would not choose you? And kale, when she is of marriageable age, also kale, her time has come to choose a husband. So, and if she is sober, dhira patim kulavati, kulavati also, coming from good family, sober personality, and he's of marriageable age. Oh Narasimha, you are lion amongst the men. ಓ ನರಸಿಂಹ ನರಲೋಕ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮಂ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿಬಡೀಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಅಭಿರಾಮಂ ಓ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಚೋಸನ್ ಯು ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೈ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ತನ್ಮೇ ಭವಾನ್ ಖಲೋ ವ್ರತ ಪತಿರಂಗ ಜಾಯಾಂ And now she says, okay, so I want to, so what is the bottom line? What do you want? So she has already admitted, I'm just shameless. I'm just going to just say it. I want you as pati, my husband, atma arpitaha. And I am soul surrendered unto you, O Vibho, O powerful, O omnipotent Lord, Vidhehi, please kindly accept me. Ma Vira Bhagam Abhimarshatu Chaidya, and make sure I am for the heroes like you and make sure that you be the first one before anyone else, especially that Chedya, that Shishupal coming and touching me. No, no, let that not happen. You come swiftly, Ara, you come swiftly. Gumaya, Guma, you what? Magapatir. That Shishupal is like a jackal, and you are a lion. I should be taken away by a lion, not by a jackal. And jackal comes, touches me, and takes me away. This is not at all glorious. And what about your name, fame, glory? Is also that is hidden. I'm also worried about your name. So protect your name. Oh, swiftly, don't lose time. Oh Lord, please come, rush. Urgency is stressing. Very strategic, yeah. Rukmini is, how's the lady, huh? Ladies are all, but she's, but now this Prabhupada has, is Prabhupada? No, Prabhupada, not Prabhupada's purport is, no, yeah, the disciples have quoted Prabhupada in the purport saying, Srila Prabhupada points out in Krishna book that Rukmini being born of a royal blood certainly had a brilliant grasp of political affairs. Prabhupada writes, she advised Krishna to enter the city alone and unnoticed. That is next statement in the letter we have not read. Then surround yourself with the military commanders so he could do what was needed. Oh, well. The brilliant grasp of political affairs. He says, ಪೂರ್ತೆಷ್ಟದತ್ತ ನಿಯಮ ವ್ರತದೇವ ವಿಪ್ರ ಗುರ್ವ
Archanadi Vir Alam Bhagavan Pareshaha.
Aradito Yadi Kadavraja Titya Panim Vrnatumena Dhamagosa Sutadayo Anne.
Digging well for the, you know, for the pilgrims on the way to pilgrimage, so they could take water, a planting of the trees, that kind of welfare programs, or feeding the brahmanas, datta, giving charities, ishta, performances of yajnas, vrata, vows, worshipping demigods, brahmanas, gurus, adi, etc. Alam Bhagavan Paresha. I have done this. I have done all this. And I have aradhito yadi. And so if I have done enough of all this, and also worship you, O Gadagraja, then etya, by coming here, pani granhatu, please accept me, please accept my hand. And she says, na damaghosh sutadayo anne, and make sure that son of damaghosh, that is Shishupal, he shouldn't come. Na anne, no one else either, just you only. Step forward, my Lord, come and accept me, accept my hand. As he continues, a few more statements. And she is reminding Lord, Sobhavini, it's only one more day to go. Udvahane, before my marriage, and it is going to take place in Vidarbha. It is quite some distance, my Lord. Guptaha sametya, and this is a strategy. You should come hidingly, you should come by yourself. To begin with, let your army do not accompany you. Otherwise, there could be battle. So you come, enter like a needle, and then come out like a plow. The same goes. So, guptaha sametya. Once you are in town, you may be surrounded by army. Niramatya, and then by force, Viryashokam, you had to pay price. I'm not free. You had to pay some price. And what is that? Viryashokam, the payment, your prowess will have to be invested. Prahasya, by force, there may be some battle involved and fighting and bloodshed. Be prepared. Rakshasena vidhina udvaha. Take in marriage. No, accept me in marriage by the Rakshasena vidhina. Is where you're battling and kidnapping, taking bride away forcibly is involved, and it's called Rakshasa. The different kinds of marriages, one of them is Rakshasa Vidhina. You'll have to adopt and be prepared for that. And then she says, Oh, but You may be thinking, okay, I don't mind, certainly don't mind to kill Shishupal and company. But, you know, you're going to be indoors, and when I try to come in, there could be some protest. And as I enter, there may be killing, and some of your relatives, they could be part of the casualties. So, in advance, this is a proactivity. From you may be thinking like that, and you won't be wanting, would not be wanting to kill, certainly not kill my relatives. So, katham iti pravadami upayam. Says, I know what you should be doing. And she says, Hari Bhav, Hari, Hari. He says, the family tradition, as family tradition goes, you will find me outside, not indoor. The day before the marriage, Kuladeva Yatra, the tradition goes, and I will also be following that, worshipping the family deity, Kuladeva, Devata, and for that purpose I would be going to the temple, and then on the way back between the temple and the palace, there is a meeting point. That's where you should come and get me. You got it? And she is glorifying the Lord once again. Yashangri pankaja rajasnapanam mahanto vanchanti umapatir eva atmatamo apahatyai. That yashangri pankaja raja. Get some of this word. The Lord and His Pankajangri, you know, there's a devotee called Pankaj, Pankaja, lotus angri, means lotus feet, and Raja, the dust. Snapanam is taking bath in the dust of your lotus feet. Who does this? Vanchanti is desired by Mahanta, great personalities like Umapati, Shankar. Like personalities, they aspire, Vanchanti. They would like to take a shower in the dust of your lotus feet. And why do they do so? Tamo apahatyai, to vanquish the ignorance, to become free from ignorance, to become purified, to become enlightened and blessed. They take the dust of your lotus feet on their head. This is Bhagavatam. Like this, Srimad Bhagavatam establishes the Lord's Supreme Personality of Godhead or Godhood is established. And we know who is who and who is at whose feet. And so if Rukmini's writings, it's not just exaggeration. She knows the Lord, and she knows Shiva, Shankar, and is Shankar's aspirations of trying to get dust. And then we are advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also of taking bath, sarvatma snapanam. What is sarvatma snapanam? Param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a shower. This is a taking bath. The soul is bathing, soul is swimming. Sarvatma snapanam, sarvatma. All the souls are soul, whole, fully. He takes his snapanam, dives deeper, and takes baths in sankirtan, param vijayate. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So either in Lord's holy name, taking bath in the dust of Lord's lotus feet, or in the holy name, bath of the holy name. Iti Drikswalila Bhirananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajjantam Akhyapayantam. That is also bath. Iti driksva leela bhir. Leelas like this, the pastimes are like this. When you perform, by performing this pastime, leela bhir ananda kunde, you are filling up the kundas of brush with ananda kunda. All these leelas are filling up. They are in kundas. Iti driksva leela bhir ananda kunde. Swaghosham nimajjantam. Nimajjantam means diving, jumping. And then Brajabasis jump into such kundas. Kundas in the form of your leelas. Leelas fill up Braj, leelas fill up kundas, leelas fill up forest, leelas fill up everywhere. Leela, this leela, that leela. Iti, iti, like this. Iti driksva leela, swa. Leela, Ananda Kunde. And then Brajabasis dive deeper, swim in that. This Ananda Kunde. Avatirne Gaura Chandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Ena Majjanti Majjanti Te Maha Anartha Sagare. This is also another bath. This is. The two kinds of sagar, two kinds of oceans. So Lord has appeared, Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare. Lord has appeared and He is now expanding Prema Sagar, the ocean of love of Godhead. Ena Majjanti, Majjanti, those who do not jump, throw themselves into this ocean of love of Godhead. Those who do not do so, for them, there's only another choice, another ocean, Maha Anartha Sagare. You got the two names of two sagars? One Prem Sagar, other one Maha Anartha Sagar. Not only Anartha, but Maha Anartha Sagar. So take a pick. So those who do not jump, Mahaprabhu appeared, advented, purpose is to expand. Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. And then Atma should be doing Sarvatma Snapanam. Atma should be jumping into that ocean which is ever expanding. But those who do not do so, for them, only another ocean is awaiting, Maha Anartha Sagare. So, acharyas, devotees, demigods, like Shankar, even they are diving deeper into the dust of your lotus feet, my dear Lord. So, I am following in the footsteps. Yarhi ambujakshana labheya bhavat prasadam. And yarhi, if If this happens, what is that? Na labheya bhavat prasadam. I do not get your mercy, O Ambujaksha. And God is addressed, Ambujaksha. Lotus-eyed one. Lord is known for his lotus eyes. Talk comes up all the time. Lord is lotus-eyed. When you see person, one of the things you see is see the eyes of the person. You may not see other things, but unless you really see into the eyes, you haven't really seen the person. And he did not even look at me. Certainly he looked at the feet, he looked at maybe hair, looked at fingers, but that's not considered looking at. He did not even look at me. Means he did not look at my eyes. It's like a, you look at the soul, means through the eyes you look at the soul within. So when looking at the Lord's eyes, description of eyes comes up all the time. And they're Ambujaksha, lotus, blooming lotus. Karna Paryantam. Lord's eyes are reaching his Karna Paryantam, reaching his ears. When our eyes do not reach the ears, we keep painting, stretch it. Unknowingly, we follow the standard of beauty. Lord's beauty, that's the standard. Those who do not even know, do not know. Unknowingly they're wanting. That's like trying to attain the beauty of the soul. Our souls also have eyes like that. So if I do not get bhavat prasadam, your prasad, then jahim asun vrata krashan shata janma bhishat. Says, I will give up my life. Is that the end? Then you're no more interested in me. You'll just give up life. No, when I take birth again, I'll continue worshipping you, praying for you, and all that. So there's a determination and patience also. Rukmini is exhibiting her patience. If you don't accept me now, I'll wait till next birth. If you do not accept me in the next birth, I will wait now for another birth. And another. She says, Shata Janma Bhihi. How many? Shata, 100. And if necessary, 101 also. That's the idea. Shata Janma Bhishat. Let there be hundreds of births if I had to wait. But Mat prana nathastu sa eva na paraha. There is also the spirit. There's no other prana nath for me. Aslishava padaratam pinastumam adarshanat marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato. Aslisham is, you may embrace me, aslishava. Or padaratam, my feet, and then you are crushing me under your feet, or kicking or crushing me. Choice is yours. You are the boss. You may embrace me or crush me. Aslishava padaratam pina adarshanat marmahatam. Adarshanat. By not giving darshan to me, you may be, and that is like a crushing me under your feet or kicking me away. Well, whatever. But I am fixed. mat prananathastu sa eva na paraha. There's no one else is my prananath, that is for sure. That statement is Radharani's statement. It sounds like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, 8th Sikshastak, the last Sikshastak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Astak in the mood of Radharani, when he has fully his Radha Bhav into Radha Bhav, Jaya Rukmijwan Kalish Ki, Jaya. So as Radharani is exhibiting that emotion in Vrindavan, and here, same Radha is Rukmini here in Dwarka, and similar resolve or determination, patience, and a statement here. Okay. So that's the, and then signed Ivers affectionately, Rukmini at the bottom. She has signed the letter and it was sealed and all that now, and this was now read out, of course, opened and read by Brahman. Brahman was lying and the Lord was massaging his feet, and Brahman read out the letter and Lord heard it, and then Brahman says, Vimrasya kartham yachatra kriyatam tadanantaram. Now you should give, you have heard this guhya sandesh, confidential message of Rukmini, you should think about it, deeply think about it, and do the needful swiftly, quickly. Vaidarbhyato sandesham shammi yadunandanaha. Yadunandan, Sri Krishna Dwarkadish, has heard the sandesh message, the letter from Vaidarbhi, and immediately he, Lord, grasped the hands of Brahman, held Brahman's hand in his own hands in some agreement, so some meeting point or willingness to do. Yes, yes. Prahasan, and he is smiling. Lord is smiling, and he has held Brahman's hands in his own hands, and abravit Lord spoke, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Tatha ahamapi tachitto nidra cha labhe na labhe nishi. He says, tatha ahamapi, as I'm also like her, like Rukmini, and tat chittaha, as her mind, soul, consciousness is fixed on me, my consciousness is fixed on her. Tat chittaha, like in Gita, Lord says, mat chittaha, madagata pranaha, bodhayantaha parasparam. So, tat chittaha. Aham api tat chitta, my chitta, my thoughts, my consciousness, my heart naturally goes to her. And I always keep thinking of Rukmini only. At night time I lie in the bed sleepless. I cannot sleep. I only think of Rukmini. I know Veda aham I know that Rukmi, the eldest brother of Rukmini, he is envious. He doesn't like me. As a result, he's trying to marry you to Sishupal. But I assure you, of course, he is only talking to Brahmin here, but it is kind of, Lord is sending a reply, writing a reply to the Rukmini's letter, and it says, Tam Anishe Unmatyo, I will crush all those opponents. And I'll bring Rukmini here. And as he talks more, like the fire in the wood is kindled, fire is kindled. And what does that fire in the wood, when it is kindled, ignited, then the wood is burnt. What remains is fire. So all those, the envious kings, all those opponents, they are like a wood, and you are like a fire. I'm going to be kindling you, stirring you up. You are also golden complexioned personality, which resembles the fire. So I'm unmatya, and I will be agni sikha yiva. You will be dominating like a flame, burning all those who will be opposing me, like a fire burns and turns the wood into ashes. So the Lord is talking very firmly, with confidence. And then our Sri Shuka Vacha. Everything is Shuka Vacha by then. The Shukadeva Goswami only says, oh, now Lord said this, now Rukmini said that, but he's the one who says. So immediately, there's no time to lose. There's urgency, which had been stressed in that letter. Marriage is just another day to go. So immediately, Lord has ordered Sarathim. Daruk! Hey, Daruk! And Daruk is a charioteer. He has, and so he's told what to do. Get the horses ready, get the chariot ready. And so he has done so, and he reports back to the Lord. Yes, sir, ready to go. And the four horses are pulling that chariot. Their names have been mentioned. So many details. Again, Shukadeva Goswami knows the names of the horses of Lord's chariot. Each horse has a name. Shaivya Sugriva Megha Pushpa Balaha Kaihi. These are the four. This was not one, these were four. You just heard the four names of the horses. And there are references, and they give each horse had a different color. Of course, when Arjuna's chariot came into the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the horses were white. Svetair Hayair Yukte Mahati Shandane Sthito. The chariot, that great chariot, was pulled by four white horses. They were all white horses. But each horse is of a different color. Shaivya, he was of a greenish color. Like a parrot has a color, parrot's wings color. That was the color of a Shaivya. Sugriv is a golden yellow. Deep yellow, golden complexion horse is Sugriv. Megha Pushpa, that is the cloud, color of the cloud. That's the color of the horse called Megha Pushpa. And Bahalaka, he was white. He was a white horse. So you could quite a scene, huh? There's a greenish like horse, next the yellowish and cloud complexion, like a cloud, you know, white, four horses. And so they are in the chariot. Of course, the Sarathi is there, Daruk, and the Brahmin is also met. Aruya Shandanam Shauri Dvijamaropya Turunagaihi. So Dvijam, the Brahmin is also met to sit. So Lord and Brahmin are sitting in the back. And overnights. Anartad eka ratrena vidarbha agama. From yesterday we showed you the map. So from Dwarka to Kaundinyapur, in the evening they started journey. All night long, that was driving. All night they were driving. As soon as Lord heard, they read the letter, immediately got ready, and is also, he had to come hidingly, so night is a better time, less people watch you. So he chose to travel during the night, and by the morning, they were in Kundinpur. Arriba. It was one night, overnight journey. And they arrived in Kundinpur. There, the Kundinapatihi, that is Bhishmak, the king, the master of Kundinpur, the king, Putrasneha Vasham Gataha. Because he was attached to his eldest son and his ideas, of course, he was not really into this Rukmini getting married to Shishupal, but Shukdev Goswami says, Putrasneha Vasham Gataha. He just controlled by that. Putrasneha. His affection for his eldest son is what is pushing him, controlling him, almost against his will. He is just dragged into making preparations for the marriage, marrying Rukmini to Shishupal. And part of the preparations is the whole town is the mecca for the renovations, and everything is dress up, and the whole town is dressed up, no messed up. Samrishta Sanchikta Marga, sweeping and there are flags and patakas, flags and welcome arches, and those rangolis everywhere. The description how the garlands and flowers are hung, or coconut branches of the coconut tree, or whole banana plants with bananas hanging from them. They have been cut and put in different places. Mango leaves strung, or fruits, clusters of fruits, grapes, mangoes hung everywhere. It makes cow dung with water and the sprinkle in front of homes, or rose water sprinkled. The elephants are bodily, just took the lots of rose water and then he's sprinkling. And he goes forward and sprinkles. So they are Ambara Bhushitai Srimad Grahair Dhupi, the different fragrances, Dhupa, Deepa, every fragrance everywhere, and then music also, Shahanai and this and that, sounds. So lots of preparations are on, and worship of demigods have come. The Vipran, the Brahmanas are there. They are being welcomed and worshipped. Bhojayitva, they are fully fed to their full satisfaction. And Rukmini is also getting ready. Special bath, special Sudatim, specially mentioned. She has a very special teeth, nice teeth, jasmine bud-like teeth, white. And Bhushitam Bhushanottamaihi, all kinds of Bhushanas, Abhushanas, Alankaras, all the ornaments around the neck. Here, there, it is loaded with lots of charities. Bhishmak king is Hiranya, the gold is being distributed, gold and silver. These were the days 5,000 years ago. We were just in that Hastinapur, we mentioned this morning, yesterday, during that the Yajna. Which Yajna? What's the name? Not Ashwamedh. Rajasuya. Rajasuya Yajna. They had a feast, they would serve food on golden plates. And after the guests had honored their meals, they would throw the plates away. Contaminated. Here you have a plastic plate, we wash and recycle, reuse. How could we waste? Gold plates, they're just at Metropolis, so much opulence. So, same days, whether, same times. Hiranya Rupya Vasamsi. So many clothes, big mountain of teal, the sesame seeds are also being donated to the Brahmanas. They're very useful for the Brahmanas, for Swaha, for Yajna, and from teal comes tail, the oil which is used for different purposes, burning lamps or cooking and other purposes. So The brahmanas are being donated. Kadandhenusya viprebhyo raja vidhi vidam varaha. So many cows are being donated unto the qualified brahmanas. Vidarbha pati abhipujya. So they are all being worshipped and being donated. And all, well, this is all going on now. The guests are arriving, the kings are arriving, the bridegroom party is here, is coming in. See who's coming. Shalva is coming. Jarasandha is here. Dantavakra is here. Vidurath. Paundraka. You remember him? From Krishna book. Quite a lineup. Because Shishupal knew they were coming there for marriage and the battle. They knew it's not going to be only marriage, it's going to be battle. So Shishupal had called all his friends and with their army. They were arriving. Are you going to battle or marriage? Because they knew. Because Rukmini's choice was Sri Krishna. And because only of Rukmini that this whole thing was arranged. And Krishna, they knew that Krishna knows Rukmini's choice. And the word had spread around. So they had come prepared. Yotshamaha, they are saying, yes, we'll battle. If necessary, we'll fight. Nishitamanasaha, we'll focus if necessary. We'll just battle. So now, next morning, as Krishna has arrived in Kundinpur, there in Dwarka, everyone is up, Balaram is up. In Krishna's quarters, there is no response. He is out of station. And Balaram, he must have gone, for sure. And he has gone without army. So he says, Balena mahata sardham bhratri sneha pariplutaha. His sneha, his affection for his brother Sri Krishna, he was overwhelmed, very much concerned. So quickly, tvaritaha kundinam pragat gaja ashva ratha pattihi. He has taken army with him. Balaram took army with him, and he also headed for Kundinpur. And very soon, he also arrives in Kundinpur. And while this is all happening, Rukmini had been counting. Well, there were no days to count. She was only counting hours and minutes and only a few seconds to go before. Everything has to happen for marriage. So she just, certainly she has sleepless nights and waiting and praying and crying and she's going through a trauma, going through a lot. Durbhagaya name dhata nanukolo maheshwaraha. Says, maybe. She's even thinking, I'm not even sure whether that Brahmin ended up in Dwarka. Maybe he did. And the Krishna, while coming to Kundinpur, maybe Brahma, maybe he mentioned something, some of my faults to the Lord, and then probably Lord changed his mind. And as a result, he's not coming. He says, Na anukulo maheshwaraha. Maybe Maheshwar, Shiva is also not favorable to me. Maybe while worshipping him, I made some faults, some shortcomings on my part. As a result, Shiva is also not favorable to me, and the result, Lord is not coming because Shiva is displeased with me. Devi va vimukha gauri rudrani girijasati. And that the wife of Shiva, Shivani, Shiva Shivani, Bhava Bhavani, Rudra Rudrani, is how it goes. So this Rudrani, wife of Rudra, says, and she's also Girija. She's a daughter of Himalayan mountain. She took birth as daughter of Himalaya. And because she's a daughter of Himalayan mountain, rocks, that's why her heart is not melting. Because she's a daughter of mountain. That's why she's also not favorable to me. That is Girija. But she is also Sati, so chaste. As a result, in one of her incarnations, she gave up her life, burned herself. Maybe Sati wants me also to do the same thing. She wants me also to give up my life. So like this, Rukmini is thinking, maybe this, maybe that happened, maybe that happened, that happened, that happened. As a result, Lord is not here. Nyami layat kalagya netre vashru kalakule evam chintayati bala Govinda Rita Manasa. Her manasa, her mind is Govinda Rita Devour. There's no Govinda, or Govinda is not personally there. So she is feeling vacant. Without Govinda, this Bala, poor. And Chintayanti, and she's thinking and thinking. So at one time she has her eyes closed and she's meditating and wondering and contemplating. And suddenly she experienced some in her left part of her body, Vama Uru Bhujo, the thighs and the arms, the twitching and shaking. And she took that as good sign, Priya Bhashinaha, indication of some good news. On the left part, the lady's left part, is there's some tremble, some twitching, so as that was happening, she took that as a good indication. She was also very expert in omens. She would know this one is good, this one is bad. So she concluded this is a good good sign. And next thing, as she opened her eyes, there he was, the Brahmin was there. And Brahmin had a big smile on his face. And the next thing, the Brahmin has broken the air. Hey, Lord is here, Lord is in town, Lord is here. And that's it. Hari Bol. Parishta Vadana. He was very delighted. Rishta Manasaha. Vaidarhi Rishta Manasaha. Her mind is Vrishta. Posta. It also describes, we are not sharing everything that Shukdev Goswami is reciting, that when the residents of Vidarbha realized that Krishna and Balaram were in town, Kuska, Bhishmak, he has also greeted Krishna and Balaram, and they are offered comfortable accommodations, and all that grand reception was there. And as news has spread, Vidarbhapura Vasinaha Krishnam Agatam Akarnya, as they heard that Krishna is in town and Balaram is here, they all have rushed. They had heard about him, as Rukmini had heard. They also had heard, but never met or seen him before. So they all have come. And what are they doing? Mukha pankaja papus. They are drinking. They are drinking the beauty of the lotus faces of the Lord. They are drinking the beauty. And how are they drinking? Netra, netra anjali bhihi. You know anjali, this is hastanjali or karanjali. Normally you fill up with flowers, or we were in Ganga and we were offering Ganga water back into Ganga. Pushpanjali or anjali. But residents of Vidarbha, how were they drinking the beauty of Krishna and Balaram? Netranjali. They filled up, these are the cups. You see this? This is a cup. This one is, you all also have cups. So they are filling this cups, Netranjali, with the beauty of Krishna and Balaram, and they're drinking one cup and another, filling up cup again and drinking another cup, like Hare Krishna's drink kheer after cup. Prabhu, Prabhu, more kheer. And he pours that in another. So they're drinking the beauty of Krishna and Balaram. And how were they drinking? Netranjali. With Netra Anjali. Making these cups of their netras. This hollow or cup-like. Okay. Now, Rukmini knew, now it is safe. She had already mentioned where to catch me, where to the meeting point. So now Lord is in town and he knows where to find me. So she is getting ready to go to Girija temple. That temple is still there in Kundinpur. There is also Rukmini Dwarkadish temple in Kundinpur. There are two temples and there's a this Devi Mandir. And in between these two temples, there's a ISKCON property. We have a ISKCON Kundinpur. The pastime that we are, birthplace of Rukmini, we have ISKCON there. A few years ago, we managed to get 5 acres of land with a very concessional price. We paid $1,500 to get 5 acres of land. Is that cheap enough? 75,000 rupees. Huh? 75,000 rupees, that's about $1,500 we paid, and we have 5 acres of land. And they're situated between Rukmini Dwarkadish temple and this Devi Mandir. We are in the middle, and we are in process of developing. And on our property there's a Kadamba tree. There's only Kadamba tree in probably central India. It's only one tree in the whole region, and that is on our property. And we just had that the birthday of Rukmini, which was about 2 weeks ago, we had a grand celebration. In fact, throughout this Purushottam mass, we were holding festival, kathas and prasad and kirtans in Kundinpur. For past several years we have center temple. So, have you ever thought of, did anyone go there? During Maharashtra tour, we used to bring devotees. You went, Shampriya went to Kundinpur. Vrindavan Leela visited. Anyone else? You were Kundinpur, yeah? In one Maharashtra tour, you were there? Good. It exists, right? That time, I think we did not have ISKCON, but now we have our own setup there. If you've ever thought of going, I'd be more than happy to host you there. So Rukmini is getting ready to go to the Devi temple and see how she is going. In one verse, Shukdev Goswami is talking of feet of 3 different parties. Take note of this. He says, Padvyam vinirhyayo drishtum bhavanya padapallavam. Rukmini, using her own feet, that is one set of feet, she is going drishtum, to see bhavanyaha padapallavam. She is going towards the feet of Bhavani, or Devi. Using her own feet, she is going towards the feet of Devi, Bhavani. But while going there, sa cha anudhyayati samyak mukunda charanambujam. But she is thinking of the lotus feet of Mukunda's lotus feet, is all that she is thinking about while going to the feet of Devi. By using her own feet, she is going to Devi's feet. But she is thinking of feet of Mukunda's charanambujam. Sakhivihi parivarita. She is surrounded by her sakhis. So many sakhis all around her. Her friends. Gupta Raja Bhattai. There are priests are there chanting mantras. shurai, and there are some, there's a tight security there. There are some army men, gunmen, and they're walking. It's not an ordinary kind of situation, very tense. Mradanga shankha panava bheryascha jagnire, and all these different auspicious instruments are being played as a procession, as a chanting and singing of the mantras and mradangas and shankha and other kinds of drums are being played as the grand procession is proceeding towards Devi's temple. Gayantasya, stuvantasya, gayaka, vadyavadakaha. So all this chanting, praying is going on. Finally, Rukmini has reached the temple. She is right in front of the deity and she is praying, Namaste Twambike, offering her prayers to Ambika. Bhuyat, and not only to you but to your son, especially Ganesh, he is the remover of the obstacles. Vignaharta, so I offer my prayers, obeisances unto Swasantana Yutaha, Yutam Shivam. And the prayer is, this is the prayer, Patirme Bhagavan Krishnas Tad Anumodatam. I want your endorsement. And endorsement? Endorsement. Yeah, for what? So that Krishna, who is Bhagavan, he may become my pati. May Krishna be my husband. This is my prayer. You put your seal, endorse this. And that's prayer. That prayer is similar to Gopi's prayer. They also had been praying to Katayani on the bank of Jamuna there. Nandasuta, Nandasuta. Pati, Patim, Kurute Namaha. Nanda Sudam, Nanda Maharaja's son may become our husband. So this is how the gopis were praying to Vrindavan, to Katyayani there. So now this is Ambika, another name of same personality, and Rukmini is praying like that. So all these prayers, there are details. She's offered flowers and dhoop and deep and ornaments and lamp, all that. Samapujayat, the wholesome, complete worship. And now she is out of the temple, out in open, and returning to the palace. But on either side there are kings. Because the word has spread that Rukmini is out there, Rukmini, Rukmini, Rukmini. Let's go see her, let's go. And this is also possible time for Krishna may do his number, do his thing. So we better be prepared. So they all have lined up on the backs of horses or in the chariots on the top of elephants, or they're on the ground, and they're all well equipped with weapons. But as they they see Rukmini. Rukmini's beauty is going to bewilder them. They are going to be losing. They are going to be sidetracked. Going to lose the focus. And she's going to get their attention, giving opportunity for Krishna to come. Although they are all there, but they are not there. No one is going to notice Krishna's coming because they're all going to be focused on Rukmini. And there's a wonderful description of Rukmini here. Tam devamayam eva vira mohinim sumadhyamam kundala mandita ananam. The slim waist is considered the beautiful aspect for the ladies. Sumadhyama. And kundala mandita ananam. Enhancing the beauty of the face as he has earrings. Shamam nitamba. And around the waist he has Mekhala. Kalahamsa Gamini, and she is moving like a swan. Swan is most on the water. And there are Nupuras, ankle bells around her ankles. They're tingling, jingling. Yeah, again, the teeth, the jasmine bud-like whitish teeth. And there's a reflection of her reddish lips could be seen on the teeth. The reflection. There are minute details Shukdev Goswami is getting into. The teeth, and there's a reflection of the reddish lips into the teeth could be seen. Vilokya vira mohuhu samagataha. So this kind, and there's more description, we did not read everything. And this Rukmini, as she was moving right in front of all those Sahasrashaha, thousands and thousands of kings have come, and with their armies. So they're all lined up and seeing Vilokya, they're all bewildered and they're all awestruck. Wow. What is happening is that the weapons are slipping out of their hands. And some of them are also falling down. They don't know where they're sitting on the back of the horses. They lost all external consciousness. They are gone cases and they're just. Weapons are falling. As she is moving, the weapons are falling of all the kings. And as she moves, more people are losing themselves and dropping down. And Jiva Goswami brings it to our attention that these demoniac kings, they are not seeing the actual Rukmini and her divine or her divinity or her spiritual personality or beauty. They have no access. They have no access. They don't deserve. They don't have that qualification, eligibility. They can't access that. So Rukmini, for them, she is another Rukmini, the shadow Rukmini, Chaya and Maya, gopis also, there's a concept like that in Vrindavan. The gopis are married, but not to the original gopis, they are married to another form. Gopis take yet another form. The original gopis are for Krishna. They are the same thing. Rukmini is only for Krishna. She could only be like a Sita, a Ravan. He kidnapped. As soon as Ravan cannot touch the Sita of Ram, cannot be touched by Ravan. As soon as he's about to touch, immediately she enters the fire, or Agni Dev has accepted original Sita, and another Sita is there for all those Lanka pastimes or her dealings. So Jiva Goswami is pointing out, we should understand that they are just seeing the external or of Rukmini, and even that is, and they are captivated by that and bewildered by it. Pramathya, says I'll talk of Pramathya. The Lord had said, I will churn you like a kindling the fire in the wood. So Pramathya, by churning or by kindling, churning. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this refers to, as my dear Lord, the idea is like that. When churning of the milk ocean took place, then Rukmini, the Lakshmi, was one of the ornament. There are 14 ratnas, 14 items emerged. And one of them was Lakshmi. And she was a result of that unmatya, or manthan, churning. So here, the Lord, So the Lord has to, it's like a whole army and like an ocean army, and so Rukmini is to be churned out. Will be emerging. And so the way that Lakshmi was offered to the Lord, different items were offered to different parties. Lakshmi accepted the Lord. Lord accepted Lakshmi. So likewise now, Rukmini is also Lakshmi. So, and she is to be accepted. So she is wondering, where is the Lord, and she is kind of with the sidelong glances, trying to locate the Lord. He is for sure that he is around. He's just looking for opportunity. He must be around. And he's trying to remove her hair from that which covered her eyesight and she's trying to identify. And there he goes. Ratham samaropya suparna lakshanam. The first thing she noticed, there was a flag. Flag? Who was on the flag? There's a Garud. There's a Garud on the flag. She did not see anything. She just saw the flag. And she goes, ah, that flag is must be on the chariot of my Lord. So now both are coming toward each other. The Lord is trying to get closer and closer to Rukmini, and Rukmini is also trying to make her way to that chariot which had the flag with Garuda symbol on it. And finally they have met, and Lord, yes, Rukmini was, she's helping herself, and Lord has given a little helping hand, and quickly she is into the chariot. Tato yayo rama purogamai. And Balaram is in the front. And he's clearing the path. Hey, get out. And Krishna's chariot is right behind him. And both chariots are swiftly moving away from that whole scene. And when this happens, some of those kings are now waking up. Like Jarasandha Vashana Sehire. They could not tolerate. Hey, how come? What is? How could this be? No, no. They're screaming and all this. Shrigala Madhyadiva Bhaga Ridhari. So Lord took, he is a hari. What is hari? Takes away. But here hari means lion. Narahari. What is Narahari? Narahari means Narasimha. Narahari doesn't refer to hari who is Nara. Hari and Nar and Hari, too. Hari means lion. There's another meaning of Hari. Besides Yaharati, one who takes away. And so Hari, so that Hari, lion, he has taken his share from all the jackals, all the kings like a jackals, and here the Hari, the lion, he took his prey. It's Rukmini. And Shanai, quickly he is out of there. And as they come to their senses, and then they are screaming and running behind, and soon there was a big battle. So we're going to stop here, and we'll go through the bloody scenes tomorrow.